me explain. One of the things that characterizes extroverts is they need stimulation. And that stimulation can be achieved by finding things that are exciting. Loud noises, parties, and social events here at TED. You see the extroverts forming a magnetic core, and they all gather together, and I've seen you. The introverts are more likely to spend time in the quiet spaces up on the second floor, where they are able to reduce stimulation and may be misconstrued as being antisocial, but you're not necessarily antisocial. It may be that you simply realize that you do better when you have a chance to lower that level of stimulation. Sometimes it's an internal stimulant from your body. Caffeine, for example, works much better with extroverts than it does introverts. When extroverts come into the office at 9 o'clock in the morning and say, I really need a cup of coffee, they're not kidding. They really do. Introverts do not do as well, particularly if the tasks they're engaged in, and they've had some coffee, if those tasks are speeded, and if they're quantitative, introverts may give the appearance of not being particularly quantitative. But it's a misconstrual. So here are the consequences that are really quite intriguing. We're not always what we seem to be, and that takes me to my next point.